Welcome to Christ's Blessing on the 14th day of August, 2016. We're here to convey the love of Christ, His faith, His hope, and His encouragement to all of us, whatever we may be going through, whether it's a joy, a celebration, a new relationship, a new birth, or if it's a challenge, whether with business or health, relationship, or the environment. We know that these things come to all of us, the good and the challenging. I won't say bad, because sometimes I think bad is what we make of it. There are some things that I feel in the absolute sense really, really are bad. But most of the time, it's what suffering is what we make of it. So let's try to look at most of what happens that's not on the plus side of the ledger as a challenge, and do what we can to allow it to build our personal strength. Because as we become stronger, then we become more able to enjoy all the good things and more able to help others through their challenges. I would love to open the board to anyone who wants to ask for a blessing now or give some feedback on blessings received. I think I saw, there we go. Hi, Eva, and you're on.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is Eva.
Yes.
Are you hearing me?
I am hearing you just fine. Are you hearing me okay?
I am hearing you now, yes. I wanted to share an experience which I had recently, and it could be a long story, but I'm going to try to make it as brief as possible. But you may remember a couple of weeks ago, I gave a blessing for our family when we were on a family vacation.
Yes.
And this was when we were down in Virginia Beach, close to the Casey Foundation, the ARE. And I felt that it might be, my husband always enjoyed being down there, and he was really wanting to go, which was a little bit surprising because he hasn't been wanting to go places a lot. Well, while we were there, I really experienced some of the synchronicity which you had been talking about a couple of weeks ago. How is it amazing that things just happen where somebody you never even knew comes to you and creates something beautiful. Well, while we were there, the man who owned the house, I got to talk to him, which was really what might be called accidentally, but of course nothing's an accident. And he was talking about the GLAD helpers who are still keeping up the Casey work of healing, and was saying that they meet every Wednesday. And so I was telling him about my husband, and he said we could go there and didn't have to stay for the whole thing. So we went for a healing on that Wednesday, and it was a very wonderful experience, very good energy. And as we were getting off the elevator afterwards, a lady came up to me who had been up there, and she said that somebody who was there who sees energy noticed on my husband there was a something 6 feet above his head, which was blocking his crown chakra, and was telling, I guess, the healers that if you want to help him, you have to do such and such. She says, I didn't understand all the terms they were talking about, but she wanted me to know this. And so I thought, well, what do we do about this now? And I wasn't sure, you know, where this was going to go. When we got home, he had an appointment with Hannah Laura, who's does wonderful healing work, and we've been with her for years. So I told her about what they had said, and this was the next Tuesday. So she put him on a table, went 6 feet above his head, which happened to be in another room, and sure enough discovered this energy, and then was trying to decide how to transmute it and take it away. So she used stones and crystals, a candle, and water and some different things that she put under that, and came in and held his seat while I said, well, I can do a Christ blessing. So she said I should do it right there. And she held his seat to ground the energy. And I was doing the blessing, and then she said, you're going to have to do it three times. Well, this was strange to me because I always just did it once. So anyway, I followed her instructions and did it three times. I get it three times, and she says, you have to do it one more time. So I did it one more time, and by this time I'm thinking water. And but anyway, after the fourth time, she felt the release, and she said, each time I did the blessing, there was more release. And by that time, I left him in her hands and went and took a nap and drank some water. But on the way home, I was just feeling tremendous relief myself and kept taking deep breaths and just, like, letting go. And pretty soon, I just felt like, wow, something really changed here. And I just started feeling, even since that time, almost like a new person, where something has really, something heavy, it felt very heavy and was really lifted. And I was so thankful for all the people that came into our lives there that we didn't know before and paved the way for this kind of thing to happen. And then to be able to find somebody here at home that was able to take care of it. And so I just wanted to share that.
Well, thank you, Eva. And actually, even though to a lot of you this may have seemed like a long story, it was a wonderful lesson and extremely relevant to the way Christ's blessings do work. Because the first thing I want to say, this is appropriate to also the work of Edgar Cayce, which is the where you went to the ARE location and his original home. And that is that all of us, despite the fact that we think we are small entities of human existence, all of us are non-local in our being. And what do I mean by non-local? Well, it means that, well, part of you has actually never left God. You may think you have. You may at times feel separated and alone and lost, but you really aren't. It's only some little part of you that has over-identified with your limiting and limited existence. There is part of you that belongs to everyone you've ever loved, to your hometown, to all of the things that are part of your life, that make up your life. And this is something that can actually be said without being extremely metaphysical or even extremely spiritual. But there are many, many references in the Bible to the fact that you are all that you have taken into your life. Therefore, to be very mindful of what you take into your life. There are admonitions and teachings of that nature all through the Bible. You cannot actually truly, truly read the Bible and not realize how much you are not a limited and local being. But it takes expanding our experience to learn that. And sometimes we need to see the viewpoint that other people have upon us, as you did, Eva, and then we need to trust that they have something to contribute. And even when we experience the Christ blessing, once is often not enough. Not because there's not power in it, but because there's so much to each one of us that, let's say, one time through the blessing reaches part of you, another time through the blessing reaches more of you, and another time through the blessing reaches even more of you, until all that you are has been reached and touched. This entire universe is one entity of one piece, and we as children of God are one entity and of one piece. But in order to have an experience, we fragment it. In order to have an identity and a personality, we fragment it. even inside our own personal lives, we fragmented in order to have different types of experience at different stages of our life with different people. The experience we would have with our families and our parents as a little kid. The experience we would have with our spouses or our life partners later on in life, or with our children or grandkids. We create ourselves into segmental parts and then forget about the rest of ourselves that we can call on. One of the great, amazing gifts that Edgar Cayce had was the ability to unite so many parts of himself that he was actually able to be what we call psychic or prophecy is really, really only just being the whole of yourself that reaches into and overlaps the existence of other persons, other environments, other places, and can literally travel forward and backwards to perceive what's going on and what's likely to happen. So, Eva, what you did is a perfect application of the blessings of God, because God has so many ways of blessing us, sometimes through a medical practitioner, other times through prayer. And then meditation helps. Nourishment, or the right kind of nourishment, helps. Counseling, friendship, love, and the blessings that we offer on Sunday. This is why there's always a message that goes with the blessing, because it's designed to give you a little bit extra influence, a little extra nudge to move outside whatever limiting definitions you've placed on yourself, so that you can see yourself as being bigger than the problem, bigger than the situation, even bigger than life as you know it. And by that I just mean literally as you know it. We are going to discover so much more about ourselves in years and decades to come. I don't know if I will live to see that, but I certainly do really, really enjoy the prospects of knowing that it will happen in generations to come, and that our planetary community will have such a better connection with itself, such a better way of loving and supporting and finding ways of being together spiritually and lovingly, sharing strength and giving blessings just through the healing intention of love, if nothing more, just the healing intention of love. So let me go through the board and see if anybody else has come on. Eva, thank you for sharing. That was very informative, and I'm so happy for Charlie and for you. And I see that Gina is on. Hi, Gina. Gina, we've opened your line.
Oh, hi, Glenda. How are you?
Doing great.
Expanding on what you're talking about, for what Eva was sharing, you mentioned a couple weeks ago about how things were going to change, and you just mentioned it now for generations to come, but a few weeks ago you mentioned something about in the fall time, things were going to be changing. We've been waiting for this. I was just wondering if you could talk a little bit more about that or what you meant by that, please.
Well, actually, I'm not at liberty to give the details on that right now.
Okay.
I do have an inside perspective on things that will be happening of enormous consequence to our planet that will, well, it won't end minor skirmishes and terrorism, war on that level, but it will virtually annihilate the threat of World War III, whether it's financial or cyber war or engineered through other means. It will virtually annihilate that possibility and relieve so much tension globally. There will be changes that will stabilize our world financially. There will be changes that will make cyberspace much safer. There will be changes in energy that will make energy far less a, well, shall we say, a political chessboard, which it is right now. It has been for a long time, and that will virtually be over. And also with new scientific innovations, there's a high prospect of very, very cost-effective energy on the horizon. Now, I don't know if that will be coming this fall, but the other things will definitely be happening this fall, along with other things I'm just not at liberty to discuss at the moment. But be of good hope and good cheer, because our planet is under God's strategic guidance, shall we say. It's in his hands, and good things are happening. The dark forces are losing ground, and one of the things that I really want to encourage all of you to do is to have a little bit less fear for the general flavor of chaos that's on the planet. You know, none of us like to be faced with chaotic situations, especially when they're magnified by negative control and negative agendas. None of us like to be overwhelmed by chaotic forces such as storms and tsunamis and terrorist actions or other forms of destruction. But the gentle chaos of nature is something that actually we tolerate and enjoy without noticing it. I do know of a few people who don't like the springtime because of their allergies. But there are very, very few exceptions that I've ever encountered among people who don't like the spring. But the spring is the most chaotic season of the year. The winds are blowing, the storms are coming, the animals and the birds and the insects are migrating and mating, and the trees are budding out, and rivers are flowing from melting ice, and then all of a sudden everything will freeze back over and kill the new buds on the trees. And it's chaos in action. And yet almost everybody loves the spring. Why? Because actually life is born in chaos. We know now that at the beginning of this universe, there was God, there was love, and there was basic kind of chaotic soup. You might say the background soup of all existence. And you might say, well, silly Glenda, what do you mean by that? Well, chaos is just simply potential that can move in any and all directions all at the same time, that could become any and all things all at the same time. In other words, it's undirected potential. It is not yet developed. It's just bursting with adamantine particles. It's just bursting with energy, and yet it's not configured. It's not made into anything. And that's how everything started. That's a lot the way things are in the springtime. And if you subtract, just think of it, just relax for a moment. Just relax, everybody. Let's just say for the moment, we subtracted all of the acts of terrorism off the planet. We subtracted all of the fear we have about collapsing financial systems. They were all gone, all off the planet. And we had a way of feeding everybody. So nobody was starving. And nobody was fighting. But we were still in the global chaos of just getting to know strangers, new friends and strangers around the world. It really wouldn't be so bad, would it? Think about it. Just think about it. It really actually wouldn't be so bad. Actually, all of a sudden, we would have a complete cure for boredom. Okay. See what I mean? Okay. All of a sudden, everything you've ever wanted to create but you couldn't would become a possibility for you. Right?
Oh, right. Be awesome. Okay.
So, chaos is really not the problem. And all the other things that are the problem are actually a small percentage that can be cleaned up with the right technology. And there's a technology going to be released that can clean up the environment. I swear, it's one of the things I can't tell you about, but it will clean up the environment. So let's just say we clean up the environment. We feed the poor. And then we start looking at the minimal effects all the other destructive elements are having. Then the chaos that we associate with growth starts looking like a springtime. Sure, there's a tornado here and there. Sure, there's melting ice. Okay, so there's a reversal of the seasons, and it goes back to winter, and we have to cope. Sure, there are problems in springtime. There's always problems in chaos because there's things we didn't predict. But it's still exciting. It was like the frontier in the United States in the 18th century. You never knew what was on the other side of the mountain, but whatever was there was certainly not going to be boring. And there was always a chance of new life. You see? So I want to encourage all of you to be only cautious of the right things. And not afraid of everything. Only concerned and prayerful about the things that really need fixing. And try to rejoice in the newfound potential that's happening all over the globe. Because there is an incredible newfound potential that is opening up. And in medicine, both scientific medicine and access to different cultures of intuitive medicine and herbal medicine and holistic medicine that belong to little, I wouldn't say secret because they weren't meant to be kept secret, but they were little cultures of people who did things a certain way. And they lived to be 120 years old. And the rest of the world didn't know about it. So many things will be revealed as we become one world. As we start healing and we really, humanity humanity becomes the great non-local potential that it really is. All the problems have been because of our fragmented selves, our fragmented cultures, our fragmented ideas, our fragmented selves, even within ourselves. Have you ever noticed how you actually literally argue with yourself at times? One part of yourself wants to do things one way, and the other part of you wants to do it another way. And wouldn't it be nice just to be even united within ourselves? Okay. And let's just expand that concept to our whole planet. So that's what we really hope and expect to see in the coming months, and more than that, in the coming years. I'm going to take one quick question from David. Okay. I'm trying to open your, oh, wow. Okay. Well, David, you're first. You're on, and let's make it quick because we need to move into the blessing.
Hi, Glenda. My question is, how would Yeshua have approached discerning healing when offering healing to someone else? What was appropriate? I just look at it as, are you throwing pearls before swine if this person really doesn't want to heal? But I've come in contact with people in metaphysical circles who are worried about creating karma by taking away lessons. And I think it just, it almost, sometimes it's like a cop-out, but sometimes I realize it's to protect their own energy space.
My thought is you really can't take away lessons. And Yeshua was the soul of efficiency. And if he knew someone wasn't ready for a healing, he would just walk on to the next person. Mm-hmm. Not with a sense of judgment or condemnation or impatience. He just knew. He would just walk on.
That makes perfect sense. Yeah, I've talked to people who are worried that, they don't do anything because they're worried they're going to make person.
No. You can't. Hey, listen, I wish somebody could take away all my lessons.
Yeah, definitely.
Don't you?
Oh,
I mean, really. No,
it would definitely feel good.
Definitely.
It might be terrible.
I've had some big, big, big ones to learn. So, David, you're welcome to take them away from me anytime you want to. And there
certainly,
will be
yeah.
no karma attached. There will be no bad karma attached to it.
And
I'm going to take a quick question from Mara. Hi, Mara. You're on. Mara.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi.
I've enjoyed all these discussions, and my message is this. It's one of gratitude that I feel for all of these messages every Sunday and the privilege of learning to do the blessings as holistically as possible. I think it's a miracle that Yeshua came to see you, and I am just very, very grateful to be as much a part of your work as I possibly can.
Oh, my dear, you are so important to this work. I can't tell you in how many ways you have been such an amazing and wonderful friend to the work and to me personally. It's I that should be grateful to you. And thank you so much for that. Thank you
You're
so much
well.
For that blessing. And you're going to be hearing things in the future that are going to make you even prouder to be part of it.
I know. I would love to be in the
world. We've got some wonderful surprises in the future, everybody. So I just can't tell you right now, and I'm just bursting. I wish I could, but I can't. And so.
Okay, we'll wait.
I thought. It looks like everybody wants to talk now. Laurie, can you make it short? I'm going to open your line. We don't want to take too long to get onto the blessing.
Hi, this is Rick. It's actually my wife's cell phone
okay.
number.
Hi,
Glenn, Rick. Nice to talk to you again. You've been so helpful. I just wanted to ask for inclusion and blessing today. My son's in the Peace Corps in Rwanda. He's been around a lot of death. He's in a healthcare center. And three teenagers ran into a car today with the U.S. ambassador, not to be repeated. Two died instantly, one maybe. And he's just trying to balance between being numb so he can continue to do his job and being, all the love that he is and feel and have all the compassion. And it's a tough balance for him right now. So his name is Ty Ryan Kraniak, and I thank you for including him.
Oh, absolutely, and everyone involved in that incident. Thank you so much for coming on the line.
Okay, thank
you. God bless you, too. God bless you. And, Scott, I'm going to take a very, very quick call from you. Can you be quick?
Hi, Glenda.
Hi.
Brief blessing request, please.
Okay.
I just found out that my mom perished, and just a blessing for everybody to move in a positive direction.
Oh, I'm so sorry. My sympathies are with you, and I'm so sorry.
I'm sure it's okay.
But it's not really a loss. You'll find in the days ahead, she will help you discover and expand your non-local self. I know my mom did.
I'd like just the positive to take place. Everybody move forward. It would be a great blessing. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It very much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, bye-bye for now, and let's start our blessing, everyone. We are here. We are here with Yeshua, and he is here with us. So we ask for all of us at this moment to just be in our heart, in the still place of our being, to open up to all that we are, knowing that even just the part that we see is only part of the greater self. We're still touching all that is. And that we are asking for God's blessing to be with us in every part of our being, our body, our heart, our soul, and all the parts of ourself that are still entangled with experience, experiences we may not yet have learned or mastered or understood, experiences we find ourselves entangled with at the moment, for which we don't have an answer. We ask for blessings upon all these things, that we may become disentangled and at peace with the totality of our personal majestic self, which was created in the image of God to dwell on earth amidst the creations of God and to forward the life experience in the very best possible way. Yeshua, we thank you for these things. We thank you for your lessons, your teaching, most of all for your love and your presence with us today. We ask that you touch, that you heal, and you lift, perfect, and make whole the lives of each person who have come today to seek your love and your blessing. We thank you for bringing into us the energy of the Holy Spirit and the grace of God, that we may be all that we are in the midst of whatever challenge the world may bring us. In your blessed name, we pray. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin, and everyone else, begin your prayer in your heart.
Your blessing has been offered. It's been given. And now it's time for you to fully receive by going and resting. Just lie down comfortably anywhere where you can be silent and still. And don't even think. Don't even pray. Just be still and quiet and receive for at least 7 minutes. God bless you. Peace be with you. And love be in you always. Bye-bye for now.